I want to talk to you now about group auditing. A group auditor is one who stands in front, sits in front of, or relays by some voice canning system to a group, and a group consists of two or more people and audits them so as to improve their condition of beingness as thetans. That's a full, complete definition of a group auditor. If he's standing there to improve their condition, he will, of course, do his group auditing well. If he's simply auditing, he might do something too, because mechanics will carry forward a great distance. But if he really wants to make people well, cheerful, better, put them up into an operative band, change their condition, make the able more able, and so forth, he recognizes as he audits a group that he's auditing a number of pre-clears. And he's auditing them collectively and individually, all at one time. And a good group auditor recognizes that this is not unlike driving one of these 20 mule teams. It's a trick. So some people are good group auditors. They recognize it, and they don't flinch, and they can do it. And some stand up in front of the room and give auditing commands, which you'd hardly call them a group auditor. Now, what are the conditions under which group auditing is best done? One, the atmosphere should be quiet. Two, the methods of ingress into the group auditing room, such as doors, windows, chimneys, and so forth, should be to some degree policed, so that we don't get people walking into the session. So this would include, under a subhead, the fact that people don't come late to a group auditing session. Those people don't come to a group auditing session. You understand that? I mean, there's no such thing as coming late to a group auditing session. A group auditor who knows his business simply follows that as a rule. He doesn't let people come late. They just don't come. When they get there, they will find the next group auditing session is next Thursday. Which fact it might announce on the door or something of the sort. Well, he impresses this upon his people and upon his group that people mustn't come stumbling in 15 or 20 minutes after the group auditing starts, fall over a couple of chairs, fall over a couple of pre-clears, drop a couple of ashtrays, step on a couple of ashtrays, and then drop their pocketbook, upset the chair, nudge the fellow in front of him so they can say, "Excuse me." And, in other words, interrupt the session. Do you know what can happen by reason of that? You might have somebody sitting there in the back of the room where these people came in and sat down who was just at that moment getting into something that was pretty darn hard to handle, and he was having to wrestle it with himself. You were there helping him as a group auditor, true. And your next command would have a tendency to straighten this out, but this individual has started to flounder. And all of a sudden, somebody comes in and helps him out by falling all over him. This introduces an automaticity into the environment, which is not conducive to that case improvement. So a group auditor is somebody who starts case improvement, and that's not conducive to case improvement. So the group auditor has a code all of his own, which happens to be the auditor's code. But the group auditor's code has some more to it. And amongst those things is people don't ever come late to a group auditing session.